You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fly ball to left field. Michael McHenry, the fort! Oh, baby! Your Buccos lead it! Unbelievable! Wow! His first in the big leagues! They're going to bring the house down!
It is indeed time for the Fort. Michael McHenry, he's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You know him as a former Pirate catcher and current Pirate analyst. Michael, glad to be with you again. Don Kelly has a winning record as the Pirate manager. What are some specific things that he's done to make that so?
Well, first off, I think I need to change my alarm clock to Greg Brown's call.
I think so.
It just gets me fired up every time. You know, Donnie's such a likable person, and he's such a baseball mind. He's been in it for so long, and I think the guys just have a different respect. I think they see him as not an equal, but someone that they can go into his office, sit down, and just have some ball talk with. Just recently, I was in there in the video room talking to some of the guys, and he just sat down for about 8 to 10 minutes, which isn't normal for a manager, and just kind of shot the breeze. Like, how's life? What's going on? What are you seeing? What's going on the field that you may notice that I haven't noticed? And that's someone that's very, you know, hungry to learn, very diligent in what he wants to do. And it's really special. You don't get that all the time. Some people have ego and they don't want to hear much about it. This guy always is learning, always is growing. He's always thinking about the person first.
And how does that translate to wins?
I think you're seeing a team that's playing a lot more fearless, and they're playing a lot more together. You know, when you see bunts and you're putting pressure on defense and guys throwing it away and it's an $80 million player, that's never a bad thing. It's saying we're buying in. And I think that's what Donnie gives, because you can't say Donnie's not putting in all the work that he needs to put in. He's not, you know, touching base with each and every guy, because that's what he's always done. That's who he's always been. He just has a bigger title, and I think it didn't get to him, and I think he surrounded himself with some really good people, especially when it comes to Gene Lamont. I mean, you talk about being humble enough to say, I need someone with wisdom that's been around the game a long time that's completely different than the norm right now, and that was a slam dunk for me. And he can go to him and say, hey, what do you see? And it's more of a baseball thing. It's more in the dirt instead of on the computer, and I love that.
The bullpen, I would say, also has taken a turn for the better. I don't know how much of that has to do with him, how much of that has to do with the right personnel mix there. But one guy is Ashcraft has been just electric, hasn't he? What do you make of him so far?
I love it. I mean, we remember a couple of years ago when Carmen Majewski did the same thing. You know, starter turned reliever, stuff ticked up a little bit. This slider he throws is absolutely insanely good, kind of cutterish at times. But it's a huge swing and miss. He's got a power fastball and a power breaking ball. And I think he has the attitude, the mindset to be in that bullpen. And I think there's no better way to learn for a young puppy than to come up, get the bullpen, get some innings under his belt, and just go out there and punch tickets, not worry about pitch counts, not worry about getting to the third, fourth, fifth inning, whatever it is in today's game. They just go out and get outs because stuff always plays. And that's one thing I think we're doing better in the bullpen is we're putting better stuff, you know, having Kyle Nicklaus back up, who's got incredible stuff, who's just got to get that deer out of headlights look at times on the mound. When you have stuff out there, it's going to play because you're going to get swing and miss and you're going to get out of your own jams. And that's exactly what's happening.
Offensively last night, they had 15 hits. I think 9 were going the other way. How much of that is a team approach, and is that the way you need to be?
Yeah, I think the game tells you everything. When a guy's going to pound you away, you got to kind of sit out there and, you know, take what he's going to give you. You can't try to force something. We always want to chase power, but the game is shifting, maybe not as fast as I like and as you would like, but we're starting to see people chase hits and not chase, you know, power and have more swing and miss. You know, you can do a lot of damage by stacking hits together just as much as you can, just waiting back for the home run. I mean, that's kind of a rally killer when you think about it. When it's fun and exciting, there's a lot of movement, there's a lot of balls in play, and I think that's what they're doing a really good job of. They're buying into what they can do as an individual, but also having a sense of a team approach. And honestly, the game's going to tell you. I always tell people the ball never lies. If this guy's going to pound you away and you're going to try to pull him, you're going to have a long day. But if you take what he's going to give you, I mean, there's a good chance you may find a couple wins within your at-bats, and that's all you're trying to look for, because if you can stack wins throughout that lineup, we're going to win a lot more games.
Limits, the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves me greatly saddened.
Thank you very kindly, Joe. What did you make, Michael, of Mike Burrows' start yesterday? He didn't go very deep into the game, but I'm starting to see some things that are pretty encouraging from him. How about you?
You know, I think today's game is so different. We used to think about depth, right? And that's why we have Heaney, right? We signed him. He's going to take the innings. He's going to get to the six just about every time he walks out there. But these young guys just go out and get outs and try to put up zeros. And if it takes 70, 80 pitches through three, you just kind of wash it and move on, because a zero is always better than giving up 3-4 runs. And yeah, you got to the fifth, but we're, you know, down for the count. We have to fight and claw our way back. So I like that these guys are competing. They're competing on another level where they're saying, I don't want to give up anything, even if I have to fight through. They're picking and choosing really good battles by walking some guys here and there, whether that's by design or just sheer luck. I love it. And these guys have swing and miss stuff so they can get out of it. And that's the coolest part, is as we go forward, this year is going to get really, really cool, because we're going to get better and better and better, especially on the mound, because the pure talent that's behind these guys in the big leagues is remarkable. And it's just going to get better and better. And I'm so excited about it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Lastly, Michael, Connor Griffin already has a promotion up to High A Greensboro. Next up would be Altoona. What did you see of this guy, either, I don't know if you talked to him or not, or just from your observation in spring training? What do you make of Connor Griffin?
So I've known Connor for a little over 2 years. I had him at the USA Trials a couple years ago. And how much he's grown. Obviously, he looked like Captain America then. He still does. He's a freakish athlete. And in spring training, I saw a hole in his swing. He was a little late. And I kid you not, it was probably a week to 8 days into the season. I'm like, I'm going to go check on Griff, see how he's doing. And sure enough, he moved his hands back. He was in a better position. His posture was better. And he was just electric. I mean, the bat-to-ball skills are off the charts. We know with the speed. I think what's impressed the organization more than anything is his ability at shortstop. How well he's played shortstop, I think it's kind of blown them away, because usually when a kid comes in from high school, they're a little bit erratic with the throws. They can't set their feet, but this guy's shown advanced skills to get around the ball and set a really good angle to make a clean throw. And he's got an absolute bazooka. He threw 98 when I was, you know, witness to him pitching off the mound. So he's got a great arm, and everybody thought, I think scout wise, that he would end up in center field, but I think he's proven everybody wrong. And what he's doing is just silly. The numbers are silly. That's not a good league to hit. Expect the power to maybe tick up even more, because it's a really hitter-friendly park. So I'm excited for this kid. And if he stays on this path, there's a good chance we see him within the, you know, next year, year and a half, because that's how talented he is.
Ooh, that's what I was just going to ask you. Within a year or a year and a half, that would be amazing to see that guy playing shortstop up here that soon.
Well, yeah, I think the game nowadays, you think about Jackson Morrell, high school kid, drafted as a shortstop and then makes the opening day roster and almost wins rookie of the year. There's a huge advantage to giving guys opportunities early. You can get an extra pick. MLBPA is really going to incentivize that, and MLB in general. So yeah, I think if he's ready, he's the only person that can stop him. He probably ends up in the fall league this year. Maybe ends up in Double A. Either way, if he goes to the fall league and shows that he can hang, I mean, there's no reason to believe that he can't show out spring training. And I'm not making any predictions, but saying that he's the best player at shortstop next year at spring training, and it'd be hard, just like it was with Jared Jones, if he stands out so much, which just about every field I've ever seen him on, he does, it'd be hard not to bring him to Pittsburgh.
Michael, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. God bless you guys. Talk soon.
See ya. Wow. How about that little opinion limits? And that's a pretty educated opinion right there, at least as far as someone who knows the game and works with these younger guys. Connor Griffin next season?
If he hits the way that he does, I hope that they reward him and call him up. Yeah, could we see Connor Griffin at 20, 21?
Why not?
I'd take it.
Man, so would I. All right, back to the business at hand. It's Aaron Rodgers Day over on the South Side. He addressed the team, said he's all in. Have you seen any photos yet of this guy, Limits? Have we seen him in a Steeler jersey yet?
No. Practice is supposed to begin really any moment here. Wait, hold on. There might actually be a video. It says that something went wrong with the post that Pony made. Thank you, Pony. No, here's the answer. But there are some that are starting to trickle in.
They are trickling in. Okay. Somebody says Joe Starkey has lost his damn mind if he thinks Russ Wilson and Daniel Jones are better than Aaron Rodgers. How does anybody work with his feckless meandering every day? To which I said, I'd never said Jones, jackass. That was in reference to someone else. Pomp said that. I never said that. Did I, Limits?
No, you never said that.
Do you mind me calling him a jackass?
I could care less.
Me too. So do you have the call from before with that crazy man on his way to a workout? And I say that
41 is just a freaking number, buddy.
Do you have the call from the guy before him who said because he rides a bike at 51 or so that Aaron Rodgers will be good at 41? Can we hear a portion of that call? Because here's the dynamic I'm sensing. Not that it's a bad thing. It's fun. Is that the address to the team, the fact that Rodgers actually showed up, the fact, and I think it's a fact, that he's going to be throwing the ball around today and the receivers are going to be saying, man, you could hear that thing coming to you. That's just a different ball to catch, is going to have people going crazy around here. I think that's what's going to happen. It's what's already happening, that the tide is turning on public opinion. My opinion's not changing, but the tide certainly is. Can we hear some of that call?
Listen to this. I'm in my 50s, and I bike 4 or 5 miles on weekends every day. So if I could do this, and I worked every day of the week, I could think that Aaron Rodgers could do more than I could do.
Okay. You win on that one. Limits, please.
Thanks, Greg.
I couldn't help but laugh. Oh, this guy only has one follower, so I don't think there's much. I don't think much is going
to
be coming.
That's a burner account trying to get you.
Yeah. Let's hear my laugh. I'm curious to hear what happened there when he was in the middle of that. That just came out as a very high-pitched, unusual laugh. Limits. Can you play that clip again? If you wouldn't
mind. Listen to this. I'm in my 50s, and I bike 4 or 5 miles on weekends every day. So if I could do this, and I worked every day of the week, I could think that Aaron Rodgers could do more than I could do.
I'm sure he could. I'm not even going to get into that. How about this? Myles Garrett on Aaron Rodgers joining the AFC North. Do you want to hear that one, Limits?
Oh, I just saw it.
Why don't we play that next, shall we?
Let's do it. Great idea.
Oh, did he have a nice quote on that? And you can get the clip, can't you?
Yeah, I will look for it, yes. And I think I just saw it. Yes, I got it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.